Walker has been Milwaukee County's executive for 8 years, but what he's about to experience at the state capitol will be completely different. After huge gains in the state assembly and the Senate, Republicans will control all of state government. As governor, Walker will set the direction, enjoy the successes, and own the failures. He told reporters he's up to it.
I think it basically is put up or shut up time. We have a charge, we have a mandate from the voters of this state, and it's one we don't take lightly.
Walker's biggest promise on the campaign was to create 250,000 jobs in his first term. Yesterday, he was met with news that Kohler Company was cutting hundreds of jobs in Sheboygan County. Walker said he'd left calls with Kohler officials.
To the extent that we can offer specific things to keep jobs here, we're going to be proactive in doing that.
In a sign that the campaign is over, Walker spoke highly of Democratic Governor Jim Doyle for offering his help and his staff to ease the transition. Walker says he'll announce his cabinet appointees soon. He'll also be moving from Wauwatosa to Madison.
I understand the capital of the state of Wisconsin is in Madison. I plan on living in Madison. I plan on operating out of Madison. And I plan on being a governor for all of the people of the state of Wisconsin. No matter where they live, no matter what their background, no matter who they voted for, I plan on being a governor for all the people of this state.
Walker and his staff met yesterday with Governor Doyle's budget staff and the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. He says in a couple weeks, after new numbers are finalized, he'll have a better idea of the size of the deficit. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.